This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Renew therapy. Earn your health benefits daily with a cold plunge. Save $200 off with code MMA Nuts 200. Newsist, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 614.
614!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? Crack Rocks?
A little Coors Light.
Oh, he's making it happen with some high quality beers. Yeah.
That's like water, you know?
Yeah. I miss the days of drinking the watered down beer like the good old Keystone Light in college.
Oh, God.
Which was, I don't even remember. I think you get like a 30 pack for like $8 or something insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ours was Milwaukee's Best. That was always like, or Bush Light. That was always you're right. Like a 30 pack. Everyone's scrounging, looking under the seats for change. You're like, all right, we got the $8. Let's do it.
And then you go to like the bar was called Otto's at Northern Illinois University. It was where all the bands would come in. And then I think they were serving like dollar 24 ounce Pabst Blue Ribbons, like some real fucking white trash beer. Like, fuck yeah. And I think that's who sponsored the Tough Man contest. I think it was
PBR.
Yeah. It's on there. It's in the upper corner. Little Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That made a comeback. That's like all the rage with the hipster crowd now.
Really?
Yeah. They love the Pabst PBR, baby.
There you go. Well, in college, it was always like, what's the cheapest beer to drink? And that's what we're going to roll with. We don't give a fuck. And then one of our friends would always drink Coors Light, and he always said, it ain't bad beer. I'm like, okay, Wayne, it's not bad beer.
It's not bad. You know, it's like, it has decent taste, and, you know, it's cold, refreshing.
Guess who'll be sponsoring us next week?
Brought to you by Coors Light.
That's right.
Coors, banquet of beers.
That's right. It ain't bad beer.
It ain't bad. Well, we had no MMA, right, over the weekends?
No MMAs. I did see one interesting thing. So we'll talk a little technology and not Chicago sports to piss everybody off. But I was at the doctor's office the other day, waiting in line. And there's a fucking lady. There's an iPad on wheels.
You're like, damn right. Like, hey doc, why are you doing this right now? This is an eye exam.
No reason. Like, hey man, whatever goes flows. I'm just trying to be like water, like Bruce Lee. All right. No, I'm waiting in line just to check in, and there's a Hispanic woman in front of me, speaks no English, but they wheeled out this iPad on wheels with a human translator on it. So, like, the woman behind the counter is talking English to the translator on the fucking iPad connected wirelessly, and he's translating in Spanish. I'm like, I could have just fucking done this for everyone. It's pretty basic. You're just trying to set up an appointment. But it was just, one, amazing to see that kind of technology being used, like, in a fucking cool way that it should be. But then, two, baffling to me that someone speaks zero English. Like, yeah. I don't understand this world. Like, how are you operating in this? But I just was fascinated all the way around. But anyway, that was my technology update. People are doing shit, and it's not AI related. It was a human being.
That's pretty crazy to think about. Well, that chat GPT or whatever, that stuff is like all the rage nowadays too. I feel like there's a thing happening in the next couple of years. There's major leaps in technology here where this kind of stuff you just saw is going to be prevalent everywhere.
Yeah, you know? I just saw I think it was Nvidia. I just saw a quick clip online where they were using AI in a video game. So I guess like the person was asking like the NPC questions that he claimed were unscripted, which, you know, video game makers are notorious for fucking lying about shit. But it was, they just gave the NPC like a background story, and then they were asking questions and it was answering and telling them shit of like how to start the next quest. Like, it was fucking, like, if true, insane. But it seems plausible with the way AI seems to be going. It's just, it's wild. Can we get some AI judges for fucking MMA, maybe? Computer judging?
Yeah, I wonder if they could. I bet you that would be possible. Possible. You're going to see this kind of shit in lots of places, you know? So that would be one.
We got to do something. It's the worst I think it's ever been. And it never gets better, you know? Everyone just talks about it. Oh, judging sucks dick. And no one does a fucking thing about it. But
I wonder if you can get AI to predict the outcome of a fight successfully. What kind of success rate would AI have based on like the ability to go out and look at all the data points everywhere?
I bet you pretty fucking good, because it can analyze everything super fast. I was asking it some shit the other day, and I was asking it SEO questions, and it didn't like my questioning, because it was like trying to steer me a different way than I wanted to go with SEO. It's like, maybe you should consider this, sir. And it was also saying, I'm not connected to the internet, so I can't help you with that. And then like 2 days later, I got connected to the internet, so I asked the same question, and it just fucking shut me down again with my questions. I'm like, what the fuck kind of game are you? And then I asked it, I'm like, hey, so who hosts the MMA Nuts MMA podcast? And then it fucking lied and made up like someone else and me, like Steve Gibberish and Matt Griffith. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is pretty basic info.
Who's Steve?
I don't know. Like, I guess you've been replaced.
Damn it.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
They don't even, like, or maybe it's just going to start generating podcasts on its own. Like
Steve from Minecraft, like that Steve.
You know? I don't know. Who was the guy? Was there a guy on MySpace?
No, that's not Steve. Is that Dan?
I don't know. I was never on it.
Anyways.
But
God, the world has gone mad.
It's fucking technology. Technologies. So what else is going on as we slide into some MMAs?
Well, I want to start with this story because this is just absolutely ridiculous. So Ian Garry is an up-and-coming welterweight in the UFC. And over the weekend, there was an event, Karate Combat 39, where, you know, some commotion. Did you see this?
Thought you're gonna say some coked up commotions.
Some commotion. I'm assuming we can share sound. I'll try not to blow out your eardrums. Hold on a second. But is that too loud? Or are you good?
No, you're good.
All right. So there's a little melee happening here after a little action. This guy's very excitable. He's throwing chairs. Guy's like, hey man, take it easy. That's a big dude right there, right?
Yeah, it looks like Frank Mir when he pumped up to fight Brock Lesnar.
Exactly. So he's telling him to calm down. The crowd's going crazy. And here's, in a second, you're going to see Ian Garry here on the left of the screen. Just a moment. Because I would like to know who the fuck brings a fucking baby to an MMA fight.
A fucking psychopath fighter?
He's got his baby. That's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, usually if they bring a baby to any kind of sporting event, they have some kind of hearing protection on the baby, because sometimes that shit goes fucking loud as fuck, man. You don't want to be... Yeah, he's got places to be. Like, that baby's got to learn.
Or is that okay?
Nah, he's got to learn early. Like, we got to fuck people up. This is what I do for a living. You got to learn now, motherfucker. We're in the shit. We're in the pit. Sometimes chairs and bottles fly. You got to be ready at all times. You know where the exits are. Do you know where the exits are, baby? Fucking learn. Love it.
This reminds me of like Michael Jackson. Remember when he was dangling the baby over the fucking bat? I'm like,
he's trying to teach him the dangers and like, you better keep it on this side of the railing. But if you go over this side, sketchy. But I'm sure the fans would have caught that baby if Michael dropped it. You know, he's all right.
Oh man, irresponsible. Sorry.
Yeah, it's true. Be responsible. Drink responsible. You're speaking of Karate Combat, so that leads perfectly into. I saw Bass Rutten. He's one of the I don't know if he's a partner, but he's a, I think, a commentator still. He's somehow related with Karate Combat, but he was on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he was saying that he's got a silicone nose now, and it can't be broken. So he was actually like pushing it flat to his face because he got sick of it breaking all the time. He said, I guess he was teaching kids back in the day, and he was fixing his broken nose after one of the classes. And he has a plastic surgeon had like a couple kids in one of his classes that said he could fix it and fucking fix it for free. I'm like, holy shit. And Joe had never heard of that either. Like, I didn't know that was a fucking option. You know, like, that would be cool as shit, because I wonder if that helps the deviated septum too. If you just get the fucking silicone nose in and then you would never break it again, so you're always going to have good airflows.
It's a fantastic. Are you thinking about doing this?
No, never. I did. Like, fuck those doctors and their surgeries. I did that deviated septum, and those motherfuckers told me this is going to be like a cakewalk. You'll be in no pain. I was dying for two fucking weeks. I was on all the pain meds, and it was like a 4-hour window. I'd fucking pass out for like a couple hours, wake up and be in pain, take another pain pill. And then it was just a cycle. And then I'm playing like Call of Duty fucking all day. Like, and I come over, let's play Rock Band. I'm all gacked out of my mind back in the day. It was the worst fucking thing.
It was pretty bad. I remember, I think your wife had called me or someone and yeah. was like, is Matt okay? I'm like, I think so. We're playing Call of Duty. Like, I think it's, I think he's okay.
It was the worst.
I'm not sure. Should I come over? She's like, I don't know. I don't want to go in the basement. I'm not sure what's happening down there.
It all worked out.
You were messed up, but that's for sure. You were not for yourself for like at least 2 weeks, maybe.
No, and then I had to be working from home, and I'm making multi-million dollar purchases. Like, I should not be buying shit right now. Like,
nope.
My boss is like, you all right? I'm like, I'm fucking fine. Let me work. I can do it from home.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was going on. What else is happening?
Let's see. What else do we have? Alexander Emelianenko fighting, making his MMA return. Did you happen to see this fight over the weekend? Because I'm not really sure what can we show this? I hope we can.
Yeah, fucking show it.
Okay,
I say that now.
I'm not really sure what the fuck's going on, but so here he is with this opponent, and you know, his opponent's like swarming him with punches, and then they're like, okay, fight's over. The guy's like, no, you good? Let's go, let's keep it going. All right, we're gonna keep going because I got all the tattoos. So he takes him down, and unfortunately, he gets Kimura'd quite hard handily here,
yeah,
pretty nasty. And then Alexander wins. So what just happened? Can the guy decide to keep fighting when the ref says no more? Like, if they agree, is it like a gentleman's agreement? Like, we just keep going.
I wonder if this is the Emelianenko fix. What the hell is going on? It's a Fedor, a Fabio Maldonado. It was the same thing in that fight where, like, I thought they stopped it. He kept going, and then somehow Fedor wins. Same thing here. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to process this. Yeah. Well, I think it's because you're in Russia, and you can make the rules up as you go. You just do whatever the fuck you want. Like, holy shit.
You
just
keep on fighting whenever you want to.
And then I saw Gordon Ryan made a post. I guess he got super ill, and he's still kind of ill. So he said, hi everyone, a quick update for everyone who has been asking. I'm not sure when I'll be competing again. When I got back from Abu Dhabi trip, I came down with a severe case of strep throat, which ended with me in the hospital because my throat swelled shut. Yes. Doctors also couldn't figure out how to cure it, since no one ever fails penicillin for a strep infection. In all, I did 7 days of amoxicillin, and within a day, my throat was back to square one. Then I did 10 days of penicillin. And within 2 days off, I was in a hospital with my throat swollen shut. In the hospital, they gave me a shot of penicillin and another 10 days of penicillin, which I failed. Then I switched to 14 days of clindamycin, which worked. So all in, I was on over 40 days of antibiotics straight plus a shot of penicillin. During this time, I was contagious and everyone were in big camps, so I couldn't even go to training in fear I would infect them as well. In addition, my ears were in so much pain from my throat that I couldn't elevate my heart rate at all without having them want to explode and getting a pounding headache. So I've been completely inactive for a longer time than I have ever since I started training. And as expected, my stomach has relapsed pretty bad. My nausea and lack of appetite have reappeared, so I'll need to deal with that. But first, I'm headed into surgery today for a tonsillectomy and to fix my severely deviated septum. Just wanted to update everyone on what my competition schedule looks like. I'm hoping to be back within the next few months. What Yikes. The fuck? Like, I heard a rumor that you get strep throat from eating ass. Was he eating some Abu Dhabi ass?
Could be. I mean, it's bacteria, right? So, you know, it's a lot of bacteria down there.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful what ass you're eating, you know, I guess.
Yeah, I think I was on some podcast. I heard that. Maybe I think the chick was eating that, not just ass. She was taking it right from the tap.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Should probably just move right along. This is going south very fast.
Good Lord, what are you doing to us? This is bad.
I don't know. I'm well traveled in the podcast world.
Uh-huh.
I listen to them.
Apparently.
My main source of knowledge. what else is happening?
Well, Bare Knuckle FC is expanding to Europe here shortly, and they're holding tryouts in Bulgaria in June. And they're going to be trying to get some BKFC Europe going. So, and they have hopes that they're going to be as successful there as they were in the US, you know? So I wanted to get your thoughts on this because those street fights in Europe are a big deal. You know, you see that shit all over the internet. I feel like this might take off, you know, if done well.
Yeah. And so it seems like the perfect thing that I swear. Who is it? Tyson Fury. I think he comes from a lineage of the street fighters, like the gypsies and bare knuckle shit. So it would seem to make sense, like overseas. I know fucking Conor sounds really serious about wanting to try it out.
Yeah.
He might actually do well because he's got decent boxing skills. And if he doesn't have to deal with a leg kick on a fucking broken leg, is probably fucking great for him. And he's got power as fuck. Yep. A lot of fucking power. So I think it's a great idea. I saw there was an update on the PFL founders said they had offered Francis Ngannou the same amount of money that the UFC did. But the difference maker for Ngannou was the other things they could offer him was like the being chairman of PFL Africa and then the guaranteed opponent pay and whatever else was in his contract. So that's crazy because whatever the amount of money he was offered, didn't he say it was like 7 digits? But they didn't disclose if that was like how many fights or whatever.
Yep. And so everybody who fights gets like $2 million or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
good for him. Like hopefully he'll fight sometime this year. And he can just fight cans. There's nothing wrong with that. Like,
no, go make
get
that
paid. Payment. Yeah, that's right. Get paid.
I like it.
Here was a good one. So, Liam Healy 16 on Twitter asked, he said, show me some no way that shit actually happened in MMA. And we'll pull up some things. So, because there's a couple things on here that I hadn't seen before. So, Kaposa on Twitter posted this. I'll turn the sound off. So, he said, that time a fighter had his eye glued shut between rounds when event staff were, hang on a second, repairing a logo on the cage and super glue dripped on his head. He wiped it off thinking it was Vaseline and glued his eyelid closed. The fight was ruled a no contest. That's Chris Lobo at WOCS 25.
Wow.
Like, that's insane. So you had that one. And then I do remember this one. There we go. This is close again. The case of the missing finger. I could do these all day. Like, I remember that one when the guy lost his finger. Like, holy shit. And then we had posted one. It's the good old MMA fighter gets choked out and then shits his pants.
Oh, yeah. Classic. 2015, huh?
Yeah. You know, kind of forward ahead here. You can see him locking it up. The guy's out. Waiting. And I get up, and then we start seeing drip. Oh, no, I shit my pants.
Oh, good Lord.
Shit my pants.
He's just dripping. Oh, everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
I guess, like, I'm not touching that. Look at that.
The amount of disinfecting. You probably need to do the UFC, like, when they're on Fox. You disinfect, and then you got to repaint the canvas just to make sure all the bad juju and strep throat juice goes away. What else is going on out there?
Well, I kind of feel like we should talk a little sponsors. What do you think?
No, it's a great idea. Let's do a little Barbell Barrel.
Hey, we got a new sponsor, Barbell.
That's right. They're having their annual Memorial Day sale. It's back. And for a limited time, you can get any athletic fit jeans, chinos, or anything pants for just $99. So I've had some of these pants in the past. They sent me a few more pairs, and I have them on now. I would stand, but you can't see anything but my business. I'll just tell you this.
Just we'll take your word for it. Just
got my barbell shirt on. Nice. But so I put these pants on. I'm like, oh, man, they are very flexible. And I always had a problem back in the day trying to pick pants or buy pants, because if you work out, your thighs get so big that you put jeans on, like normal pairs of jeans, and they're so tight, like in the thighs. But even if you don't work out, these are super flexible. They stretch immensely, but they still fit awesome. Like, I have them on now, and they almost, like, it feels like denim, but they're so stretchy. It's almost like sweatpants. And then I went over to my wife. I'm like, hang on, check these out. I'm throwing fucking high kicks at her. She's like, what, are you mental? Like, stop it. I'm like, no, you can't rip these. Like, I got to be firing off kicks. This is to show you. But they are awesome. So you should check them out.
I agree 100%. You know, and their other stuff's great too. Shirts, super soft. Wearing one under here. Hats. Fantastic stuff. And even better, they're offering up to 40% off any overstock items. They sell out every year, so be sure to grab yours before they're gone. Barbell Apparel backs up their clothing with a no questions asked 365-day guarantee. If anything happens to your clothing, they'll help you repair or replace it so you can get back after whatever training, adventure, or mission your daily life demands. Go to barbellapparel.com/MMANuts to save today.
That's right. Barbellapparel.com/MMANuts.
Funny anecdote. The word apparel is one of those words, like, where I always misspell it. It's one of those words, like, I just don't know why. I'm like, 1P, 2Ps, so then I'll do 1P and 2Rs, and I'm like, fuck, that's wrong. What's the right way to spell it? So, good for them.
Same. I never feel comfortable spelling it. So it's APPAREL.
Yes.
Word.
That's right. What else?
And I put my hat on so I can see you better. This episode is sponsored by Ridge Wallet. Say, gifting for dads can be hard. So here's an easy thing to gift for your dad, and he'll love it. It's the Ridge Wallet. Again, like I say, one of my favorite things about it, super durable and thin. I'm going to smash it on my head, maybe. Can you hear that?
I hear it.
Perfect. Solid, just like my brain. Cash, cards, thin.
Holds up to 12 delicious cards, plus room for cash, over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. The wallets have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it, they'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
That's right. And Ridge is making gifting easy with one of their biggest sales of the year for Father's Day. Go to ridge.com/MMA nuts to get the best deal possible. That's ridge.com/MMA nuts. And back to the show.
So while there was no MMA, there was Jake Paul's most valuable prospects card. Did you hear about this?
No. Were they valuable and were they prospects?
Well, here's the thing. So there were a couple of guys fighting, and I'll let you be the judge of this, because one of the guys looks like he may have boxed before. The other guy looks like he may not have boxed.
They pulled him out of the crowd.
So I just wanted to get your take on, here they go. So,
oh, Jesus.
Can you tell which guy has
boxed? Windmill attack! And he's coming right for you.
Here's the thing. So at one point, Mr. Bluestrunks starts realizing that things are going very poorly for him, right? So I'm not sure this God, type of boxing, it gets better. So, you know, he's still doing okay. Gio over here in the black trunks is not really connecting yet. Lewis,
he's not
right?
trying yet. Yeah.
And then he starts connecting a little bit. And there he goes. He got him with that right and then got him again. And Mr. Carlos Ray Ramirez at one point actually starts crying in the middle of. He's just like, he looks like he's crying. Yeah. No, I'm done.
Well, he probably hasn't been in a fight before.
So,
and things go squirrely when you get punched.
I'm wondering, like, who the hell sanctioned this? This is my question. This seems like this is gross negligence.
Well, it's boxing, so it's not surprising. But that looked to me like a guy with 20 plus fights versus a guy that had zero fights. They had no concept of how to throw a punch, how to stand, what to do, how to even respond to being punched for the first time. And his response was to cry. Totally natural.
I'm so sad.
You know, probably get hard too, you know.
And shit your pants.
Yeah, shit your pants on the way out. Wow. Well, it's not surprising. I don't know if that was the same league that put those two 400 pounders up, but would not surprise me.
I'm not surprised.
No. Motherfuckers. What else? Dana White working with Adam Sandler to develop a UFC comedy centered around working at the UFC. I guess that's happening. Cool. Sounds interesting. I'd like to see something. And then Mark Coleman has signed up. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago to do a celebrity boxing match. So the stats on Mark, according to Ryan Thomas MMA on Twitter, Mark is 58 right now. He last fought 13 years ago. He's had multiple hip surgeries and a heart attack since. Here's what Mark looks shadow boxing right now. Hang on. I guess I could do a little bit of volume. Whoa, almost blew out a knee.
This is sad. I mean,
so what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, it looks like he's in shape again, thankfully, a little bit, especially
better than what you were showing me like a few weeks ago.
But I don't know about this, like the hip thing. Like, I don't know. It makes me sad that he has to do this. Can he do other things? You know,
well, that's the thing. I don't know what the career path is for a lot of the fighters once they get done with fighting. If they haven't set that shit up, like, what do you do? I mean, at least he looks better than Ronda Rousey. I'll give him that. Like shadow boxing. And he was supposed to do a slap fight against Tim Sylvia. I don't know. It's unfortunate. And it's just, there's gotta be some kind of retirement plan for these guys that have been in the sport. I don't know what that is. Like some kind of a fucking pension. So they don't have to do this. 58. Like, where do you draw the fucking line?
I don't know. I think he's past the line though.
Yeah, it's him and like Bigfoot Silva with 8,000 knockouts under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's move right along. I don't want to talk about that. It makes me upset. I want to be happy.
Okay. Well, silly. I'll make you happy. Here we go. Okay. I found a little action for you from Miami. A little action, my new favorite sport. Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
A little, and a one. And a two.
She's going on
and
three.
A bam.
Nice. I feel like she should have thrown like an uppercut with that.
And she's like, okay, is that what we're doing? He's like, simmer down now, baby. Let's bend it over. Bend it on over.
See, and I think this is a sport I can get behind.
Absolutely. I mean, she doesn't even.
Damn! That one ain't playing games.
No.
Fucking A, man.
I like it. I think there should be more of it. I feel like this should be the ring car girls in the UFC in between rounds. We should have some weird, like, you know.
Well, I feel like the UFC missed out on slap fighting and they invested in the wrong sport. Like, that's the sport, especially if you're in Vegas. It seems like you would have a ton of those ladies around. Like, you get off of work at the, name any fucking bar out there, the Palm, I don't know. What casinos are still around? Treasure Island. Where are the classy ladies? Yes. Paris. The MGM. Wherever.
Bellagio.
You can work a shift and then you come over for a little slap fight to finish it off. Or they could just do that in the casinos. Maybe that's something to add a little flavor during the shift. It's time to slap fight, ladies.
I like it.
We have it in the elevator. Glass elevators. These slap fights going up and going down.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Televise that.
I like it.
You have betting on them. They have sports books right there. You could have a fucking cage in the sports book. Like the MGM used to have lions in the fucking casino. Have them just all the time. Constant slap fight. 24/7.
I like
just
it.
Just keep rotating them in and out all day. All day. Yeah, all night.
Absolutely.
All day, all night.
Do it.
Let's see. I don't want to show you this. Conor McGregor shot. This is why I want to be Conor McGregor. Not for the money, the fame, the drugs, craziness, but just so I can work out on my yacht in my underwear.
I mean,
sailing the ocean blue. He's like a fucking pirate, Ingo.
The yacht is so big, he has a plant on it. I mean, come on. Ridiculous, but yeah, I can get behind. I like
it. He's doing work. He's training hard for Michael Chandler. You can see. I'm just wearing my underwear, making shit happen. What else is happening?
I just have some knowledge at this point.
Okay, I got a handful of other things. So, someone had interviewed Rampage Jackson. He was talking about his tough incident with the door.
Oh, geez.
He was saying, oh, that door did not deserve that. So I was trying to leave because they cheated one of my fighters and I didn't like the way they were treating my team. So I was trying to leave the gym. And as soon as I threw that water, I was like, let me get off camera because I don't know what I'm going to do if I lose my temper. And I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm probably going to hurt somebody. So I think the new season of Tough is starting like this week.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm gonna play this clip and hopefully they don't fucking gank us on this one. But here we go. Might have to cut the show.
Just disgusted.
Because you gotta get the. This is my favorite Rampage Jackson moment.
That door is so. It's like a false Hollywood door.
Yeah. And that's that.
Alrighty.
And then Dana White was going on saying, well, I guess we're going to need some better doors around here. He's like, that sucks. It shows how shitty these doors are. That's cheap. I'm like, yeah, you never expect the door to be fucking almost cardboard. It's it almost like it a two like cardboard. Yeah. Sheets of like some very thin wood veneer on the outside and then cardboard in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, holy fuck. That's when it was super fun, when you have people like Rampage just going off and mm-hmm. how Rampage, what was he doing? You said he was running, but not running, preparing for his fights.
He's talking about how he's got the Mike Dolce and he's doing all this training and they show him running and he's basically like jogging. And it looked like he had just started a block prior. He's like, I've run 6 miles. I'm like, you don't look like you run six. You should be sweaty. Like, yeah. There's no
you
chance.
Run for the camera, you jog for the camera, and then you talk 6 miles.
Yeah.
Got another new sport. It's called Bader Ball or Batter Ball. I'm not quite sure. I'm from Kaposa.
Okay.
This.
Oh, geez.
But it's basically like, again, you're playing basketball. It looks like a little 3-on-3 uh-huh. and a round octagon. And I think once you get the ball, yeah, like this guy gets suplexed, but he makes the pass, makes the play. They shoot, they score. So get a little replay on this. So see the pass and the suplex.
It's a beautiful pass, actually.
Yeah. They're actually making baskets. It's not like that other one we saw where the guys just seem to be grapple fucking each other and it's like whipping the ball. And if it goes in, great. If it doesn't, whatever.
This is the evolution of that. The sport is evolving. Yeah. Breakneck speed.
I think it's AI. It's getting involved in everything.
Yes.
We'll do a little tweak of the week.
Yes.
So this one's interesting. So this is a fight. It doesn't say where. We'll do this little good old flying punch to the ball sack.
Oh.
The guy goes for a flying knee. Unfortunately, the punch was aimed for his head, and his balls just happened to be there at the time.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Unfortunate timing.
Right? That's a shame. So we got that one. And then we have, this one's tough. I don't know. I find this one hard to believe, but here we go. A woman getting ready to do some boxing with 245-pound plates.
Oh, damn.
The sound is correct.
She got it twice. That's just
she got it coming and going.
Ow.
Yeah, and then let's get this one for the road. A little Hezbollah, the devil, man. He's still out there. Making things happen. He's got a psychopath laugh.
He does.
He's like Chucky. He's frightening me. I don't like it. And
super creepy.
Yeah. Right into knowledge. What do you got?
All right. So I found this cool Instagram couple posts actually, about famous people reimagined as guitarists. So here we have, I want to get your vote on this. Who you think looks the coolest? Here we have Tom Hanks.
He looks like a Bruce Springsteen.
A little Tom Cruise.
Looks like a Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. Barack Obama.
I don't know. It looks like he's in the band Kiss for some reason.
He's very happy.
Paul we have, Stanley.
I think this is Marilyn Monroe. Boring but hot. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, I like him. He reminds me of like a Motorhead. He's in the band Motorhead.
I was gonna say like Sting, but okay.
I could see Sting too.
Yeah. Freaking Donald Trump.
Jesus Christ. Another Motorhead with me. Or Judas Priest.
There is Morgan Freeman.
What the hell is Ice T's band when he was doing metal? That's what he's in.
Body Count?
Yeah.
That's it. KKK, bitch. Oprah Winfrey.
Jesus Christ. Like Rage Against the Machine.
Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And then Danzig. I'll jump over. Here's Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Arnold.
It looks very angry.
It actually looks like it could actually be Arnold. With the
yes.
Stuff, right? Celine Dion.
It looks like Lita Ford.
It's really strange. Freaking Jean-Luc
Picard. That looks like Judas Priest for sure. Right.
And then Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
What's his face? Brad Pitt. Yep. Abraham Lincoln.
Nice.
Who's this guy?
Ted Cruz.
That's it. Okay. More Morgan Freeman.
Samuel Jackson.
Sorry, Samuel Jackson, not Morgan Freeman. And yep. Then
the Justin president. Trudeau.
Yeah, the Canadian president. So do you have a favorite? Who do you like?
I probably like the Gordon Ramsay and the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, those. I think the Arnold was my favorite for sure.
Yeah,
he looked very authentic. Yep.
Yep.
So,
I got a couple of canologists for you. Little shirts that go hard.
Here we go. I'm ready.
It's like, I'm no chef, but boy, are these titties sweaty today.
Oh my god.
And then this one seems to fit the theme of the show. I saw this video making around. It's they add a little flavor to your salad.
How baby.
What the?
It's a Gordon Ryan special right there. How you get strep throats.
Uh-huh. Scratching that ass and then
tossing
that salad. Fantastic.
That's what they say.
Well, I suppose that's the end, eh?
Probably should be. For a lot.
Well, that has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
See you guys next time.
Word.